Right now, though, let's talk about, well, a rather academic-looking cow is the latest addition to Shepparton's moving art herd, and it was unveiled yesterday to mark La Trobe University Council's visit to the region, where, of course, we have the La Trobe University campus right here in Shep. And among other things, a memorandum of understanding was signed with the Greater Shepparton City Council. Adam Furphy was recently appointed to the La Trobe University Council, and he joins us now. Adam, good morning.
Good morning, Matt. How are you going?
Yeah, good. And you've been on the advisory board for La Trobe Uni locally, but you're now on the La Trobe Uni Council. How important is that to have a voice on the council itself, so to speak, do you think?
Oh, look, I think it's fantastic for the regions to be recognised. They play such a strong role in La Trobe's overall mix. You know, they have four campuses regionally, and are a major contributor to Victoria's regional university delivery. And so to have someone coming from the regions being able to sit around the table at council, I think it's important for the La Trobe Council, but certainly from a representative from Shepparton or someone from Shepparton, it's nice to also have that opportunity to see the inner workings, if you like, of how the council operates and you know where their challenges and strategies are going forward.
And the visit yesterday by the La Trobe University Council, that's significant. I gather that don't happen that often.
No, not really at all. And we got essentially all of the council along, which was terrific too. I mean, they're an interesting bunch of people and bring a huge amount of sort of talent and experience across a wide range of fields to the table. And so to get them all here and to essentially walk them through what's going on in Shepparton and where we see our future and how we see La Trobe central to it but playing a important part. It was a great opportunity, and I think the councillors, from what I could gather, were really impressed with what they saw.
Just talk us through the memorandum of understanding, signing something like that. What does that actually mean?
I think really it commits both parties to acknowledge each other's progress and position in town right up front when they're thinking about long-term strategic planning and the types of activities they have to undertake to just keep themselves relevant. So, I mean, obviously buildings and things like that, planning for, major expansion over the years, but that's a very obvious one. But how education delivery is part and parcel in Shepparton is also something that can be now easily factored into, say, the Greater Shepparton future strategies, hand in glove with what La Trobe's doing. And I no better embodied by the fact that, after a number of years in towns, I think La Trobe's perhaps finally made it by now having a cow.
yes. I was going to ask you your thoughts. It's a rather academic-looking cow, isn't it? It's the brains of the herd, wouldn't you say?
That's right. Leading from the front or from the rear, not sure, but it's got the mortarboard on and, a listing of all the different things you can undertake at La Trobe. But, it looks fantastic.
You mentioned expansion being the obvious one, and I guess that is the having been to La Trobe a few times, and you speak to the people at the university. Clearly, it's a great campus there, but it is starting to fill up, isn't it? And it needs to go outwards or upwards or somewhere.
That's correct. It was built in 2010 after a fair amount of pushing and pulling, and we've got the happy problem, I suppose, of being fairly overloaded in there. And the case, I think, for an expansion, an intermediate sort of expansion, is pretty strong, and one that will be considered in the coming months, I suspect. Longer term, what does that campus look like in 20 years' time is something that I think we ought to set ourselves as a challenge to make it something special, and working with council as we have, but as we will now under under the memorandum of understanding that exists, is something that'll help make that happen.
All right. Well, in that case, it sounds pretty positive in terms of the future for La Trobe University in Shepparton. Adam, good to have a chat to you. Thank you for your time this morning.
Pleasure, Matt. Thanks for the opportunity.
No worries. Adam Furphy there, member now of the La Trobe University Council, talking about yesterday's visit by the council to the Shepparton region, and in particular that signing of the memorandum of understanding and the new cow, the academic cow, with the, what do they call it, the mortarboard thing on the head and the diploma. Keep an eye out for it.